Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School cross-country coach Mike Buchkite, Knoxville cross-country coach Michael Splavek, and Pella cross-country coach Doug Cutler join us on today's program to preview the 9th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest 5K, taking place on July 10th. Mike, I'll start with you. I've talked about this with you for, I think, 6 or 7 years. That's the Red Rock Balloon Fest 5K. First of all, what does it mean to have the event back and to bring these three cross-country communities together for a day of fellowship and fun?
Yes, thank you, Andrew. It is our 9th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest run. The Balloon Fest itself is on its 10th year. So we started a year later and been working shoulder to shoulder, the three programs between Knoxville, Pella High, and Pella Christian since the beginning, and it's always fun to do that. It's always fun to come together and support one another and see kids in the communities come together to do something that benefits our cross-country programs.
Well, and Michael, that's the conversation we had just before this, was talking about how cross country seems to have kind of that special bond, and track does, where there is a lot of, you know, intercommunication between the programs. What's it like for you, especially to work with these guys who are veteran coaches for so many years, and to be able to bring all of that together and have your kids interact with the kids from PC and Pella as a part of this event?
Yeah, it's really great. You know, we have a lot of communication between the three of us throughout the summer to get this event pulled off. And then when we bring our kids in, it's nice to have them kind of talk to each other, see how their training is going throughout the summer. You know, every once in a while we'll see each other on the weekends over at Lake Red Rock running on the trails. But besides that, it's just nice to have other coaches to bounce ideas off of as we get into our seasons.
Well, and Doug, we talked in the fall about, you know, making the Pella Sports Park a place where we could do cross-country meets. You had state qualifying there a year ago, and now because of COVID restrictions, you'll be back out there for the 5K. What does it mean to be able to utilize that space where you practice and to be able to get that course up and running again, knowing that it had great benefit and it was a great course to run at state qualifying this past fall?
Yeah, we're excited to use it again. Kevin Voss and many other people have done so much work and really are so accommodating to allow the programs to use this. I think people are going to enjoy it. We've had some pretty monster killer courses out at Lake Red Rock. That course has changed many times throughout the 9 years we've had the event. There won't be a 10K this year because it would just be a little too confusing to run the entire 5K course twice, but we're going to have a 1 mile run for kids, 12 and under. That's fantastic because that upper loop is exactly a mile. So it'll be a real fun time to watch some of the youngsters who aren't quite ready for a 5K get to participate. And the 5K course, it's a fast one. So in the past, where some of the times from the Balloon Fest 5K haven't looked terribly impressive, you might see some faster times. But I'm also glad it's going to be on grass. I like the cross country kids running on grass. They run on the trail. They run the Klompen Classic on the streets. They get a lot more force into the ground. They start thinking, oh, wow, look, I can run sub 17 right now. And it's not so easy on the grass. So it'll be good that we're going to be on grass. It'll be a little more what they're expecting. Kids will get to run it this summer. And then if we do get to host state qualifying again or host a meet out there during the fall, they'll have an immediate comparison to see how all their hard work is paying off.
And this isn't just for the high schools. We should probably clarify, Mike. This is open to the entire community, the entire Red Rock area, or those from out of town that are coming to visit for the weekend. Let our listeners know a little bit about how they can sign up and participate and benefit the three of your programs, but they don't have to be a part of those to participate.
Yeah, it is an event that we've opened up to the broader community, broader state of Iowa. In the past, we've done some team races for families or adults and high schoolers and middle schoolers, that sort of thing. So we're not doing the team structure this year, but we've always had around 200 runners that have participated in the 5K and 10K races, just kind of a split of numbers between those two races. So we anticipate a little better numbers than in the 5K race, and it'll be curious to see how many kids want to come out and be a part of the 1 mile run, something a little bit quicker, and tease them a little bit, get around some of the adults, older kids that get to run as well. So we're excited for all that. Our registration is, to your question there, is through Get Me Registered. And then the Red Rock Lake Association that hosts the Balloon Fest, you can go to their website, and we've got a link out there that you can register for the 5K and the 1 mile race as well.
Well, Michael, the big benefit on the back end is what's happening in your three programs, and needed equipment and supplies and all that have been bought through the years because of people and their buy-in to this event. And to just share what that's meant to your program, to have this wide area community support that comes back and supports the kids who are competing this fall.
Yeah, it's great. We definitely remind our kids all the time about how this event is our only fundraiser we do throughout the year. It's a great fundraiser, something fairly easy for us to put together, and great for our kids. It's nice. We try to, every year when we come through with this fundraiser, we try to get things to, that can help our kids be stronger, better athletes every single time they go out and compete.
Well, and Doug, the kind of cool thing about this event is some kids choose to run, whether they're on your team, and some choose to volunteer. Some may be a part of it in different ways. How exciting is that for you in an unofficial capacity to bring those teams kind of together in the middle of the summer, which this will be, knowing that you're going to be just about a month and a half away from coming together as a team, but to be able to have them come together and celebrate each other and celebrate the sport, maybe when they're outside of school?
You know, one of the most exciting things and one of the most fun things to see is when the high schooler kids will work the meet and they're cheering on their parents, their siblings, other people in the community who are always coming and supporting them during the regular season competitions. That's a really neat dynamic to see them realizing, hold it, again, there's a much larger community of runners involved in this. It's not, again, obviously the high school season starts and it's kind of all about them at the races we go to. This is a chance for them to kind of give back to everyone else who loves the sport, loves to run, loves to participate. And so it's a good thing to see them work the meet. Kind of piggybacking off what Michael said, too, I think this year the fundraising is as important as ever. Coming off this COVID year, all athletic departments felt the heat a little bit. And so we are extremely appreciative to the sponsors and contributors to this, because it's really going to kind of dig us out of a little bit of a hole that might have happened when things were tight.
One of the things that I think is exciting is all three of our programs have grown in numbers and participation. There's once in a while you hear cross country coaches or maybe any sport coach talk about how it's hard to get kids to participate. And what I love in the interactions and conversations that we have as coaches is we're all three a part of programs that are seeing success and getting kids to participate in the running and the sport of running. Even though it's running, we appreciate anybody in the community that helps support that, as we do have plenty of needs that we're trying to cover with various things, with uniforms and Gatorade, and as Coach Splavik said too, already with some of the strengthening equipment and stuff like that. So just appreciate all the community support.
Definitely. We appreciate all the sponsors that we have. Like what all of us have said, it means a ton to us that businesses want to come out and support us, and families and anybody that's around.
Find registration details for the Red Rock Balloon Fest 5K at KNIAKRLS.com. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.